Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, this is it!
Oh, hey, oh. Slaying his own tender. Oh, hey, oh. He's got a ginger sister.
No, oh, you've killed his message in your sister.
Oh, I don't
start it again.
Right, you go start the whole show again.
Oh, slaying his own tender. Oh, hey, oh. He's messaging his sister. Oh, hey, oh. He's always getting his end away.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, hey, oh. Slaney's on the tender. Oh, hey, oh. He's messaging your sister. Oh, hey, oh. He always gets his end away.
How can tremendous. How do we keep this going?
Fuck knows.
7 days on the trot.
We need to give a shout out to the boys that came up with that song.
Aye.
Other than being annoying bastards for the rest of the show, that song was spot on.
Genius, wasn't it?
Brilliant. We must have got a wee day release yesterday.
See, when I was coming down the hill yesterday before we came out.
We'll be coming! We'll be coming! We'll be coming down the road! When you hear the noise on the Tartan Army boys, we'll be coming down the road.
Yes, come on,
I don't know. No, was just, so when I was coming down the hill last night, I could hear that song going, the Slaney's on. I was like, what is said? Do you know what I mean? I didn't know what it was going to be sung about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
oh, because we heard it, didn't we, in the back?
We were all trying to listen, what are they
you
saying?
You were like, what are you saying about me?
You're paranoid, didn't you, what you can do?
I was like, Charlie, wait, mate, what's going on here? And he's like to me, he was saying something, he's like, I'm going to come out tonight.
Charlie.
Wait, honestly.
But you do get, you were anxious, weren't you, for the first couple?
Ah, mate, I was, see the first three nights. Obviously, I didn't do the Saturday, but the first, Friday night was a shambles. Sunday night, I got 4 words in. Monday night, I got 8 words in. I went to home, I says to Lynn, I'm thinking of just wrapping this up, I'm not enjoying it. She went, you get your fucking fat ass and get talking. So obviously the last couple of nights, she wants some money. She says she wants a new kitchen.
What was that Andy said on the Sunday? Kev had been paid for every word he said, he made about £30 by now. By the way, but yesterday though, the game was a bogey, wasn't it?
Game was rotten.
No, I'm talking about his bogey.
Oh, yes, sir! I can bogey when I need a certain song. I can bogey.
Did that make the podcast?
I made the podcast.
I kept messaging.
No, but do you know what? I killed it because the camera wasn't on you when the stringy bogey came
out. Listen, lads, we are very good at what we do.
It's bang!
Is it actually? Mate, that was all planned.
That was planned.
No, here, listen. Can I, mate? How amazing is this, mate, the last week?
Been
mate.
It's been
I never wanted to end, mate.
It's been like a different experience every night. We obviously turn up early, get to that backstage and meet with many stars.
Yeah.
And then we sit there, we have a wee chat, we plan what we're going to say, we can tell completely fucking different things to what we say in that dressing room. I can't figure it out.
Even in that dressing room, I love that scene an hour before. It's a good laugh, isn't it?
But
we need to say about the guy coming in after it, taking a picture.
Oh,
so the guys came in.
Yesterday, every time you sounds like, but you need every time you click, you need to fart.
And you try and fart while you're when you're taking the
picture. Like, right, I'll try. But we're looking at each other, and we're going like, is he trying? But his face started going a bit. No,
and then he would like drop his knees.
Drop his knees, wouldn't he? Oh, man.
Amazing. Oh. We need to say we're in partnership, obviously, with the tremendous, who is it?
Grosvenor Casino, wow.
Grosvenor Sport, but thanks very much.
Give the casino a plug as well, fuck it.
No, listen, the
whole Grosvenor family are amazing, isn't it?
Amazing, that's what I say, they support us every show.
They've took us in.
Took us in, they love us to bits, didn't they? And my God, they've been brilliant.
And my God, they've put money in the bank.
That's what it's all about, boys. We're here to entertain, but when you're entertaining, you've got to be well weighed in.
What are you getting? Like, Sam, I'm getting weighed in. It's been a different deal for me.
What I love is, though, with these shows, I think it's especially the year we had, there's obviously a lot of Celtic and Rangers chat, obviously with Andy and myself on and that. But these shows, it's all about Scotland.
Yeah.
You know I mean, we don't want all this nonsense. We're here for the one and only, it's all come together, Simon.
Yes.
And on Friday night, when, it's going to be, certainly in my lifetime, it's going to be the biggest.
Mate, what a coup for open goal getting the guy that scored two goals last time England played Scotland League.
See, you look
come
on.
So we're just saying, didn't I come down here and boo, or just aye. Everyone come down here, have a good time.
You're here for a
and let's go mental.
Put your club things aside 1 minute, because see this time when we did play England and Lee Griffiths scored the two goals, he brought so many emotions to so many
fans. You were
fans.
Crying, weren't you? You were saying that.
Unbelievable. So he's the last guy to do that, apart from obviously Don Hutchins back in the day, but give him a big massive round, like a good atmosphere Friday night, 100%. Because we need everybody behind the country on Friday.
But if it's windy, watch, if you're in the front of the watch, his hair doesn't fly in your face. I'm handy, mate.
Don't know what you're going to do.
Mate,
two pupils, isn't it?
I know I'm going bald and I've got a penalty spot, losers. But Andy's hair's fucking terrible, by the way.
By the way, somebody pulled up that penalty spot on their podcast yesterday.
I don't care.
Maybe a wee transplant with it.
Mate, well, obviously, we're getting the amount of G's we're getting here. I might take a wee trip to Turkey.
Get a tip to that.
But here, do you know
what? But we need to say just quickly, when you bet £10 on a Home Nations match, how much do you get in free bets?
£30.
£30. It's a great offer again.
That sounds very familiar, a bet that we used to do.
I see they've taken off the Scotland to qualify one. I think it is still 5-1 if you're
not. I'll tell you now, that's a mistake.
It's still on,
isn't it? Genuinely, it's a mistake. I think the day right after that game, I thought, listen, I don't know, because everybody thought you need to win this game, you check, but you don't.
No.
See, if you get a point.
Four points is enough.
I think we can still beat England. I'm serious. As you said, Steve Clark
suits that type of game,
and the underdogs, and listen, Scotland's always been like that, innit?
So the big news is, I think it's true, he's going defensive, it's going to be Hanley in the hole with Decky Gallagher up front. So.
Up front, and who's going to mark later?
Exactly, mate, and they'll be hunters of tackles, won't they? Right, last night's show, Charlie McGrew. I think that'll probably be his last time on Open Goal for a while, because he's wanting to concentrate on Dundee United, quite rightly so, but what a guy, mate. He could be the best guy of all time, can't he?
I
know we slag him in out of the time, but he is the best.
He did get upset a wee bit last night, didn't he?
Strange again, he was crying, wasn't he?
I don't know why he cries.
But what, he was like, I'm what? I might just rip that contract up.
Aye.
I'm going to miss it.
He's getting far too much, but my God, he is definitely the best guy that's ever lived, isn't he?
Do you know what I would love to see? And I've always said this, right? See, in the long term, I'd love to see Charlie as like head of youth at Celtic. I think that's the perfect job for him. He reminds me of Tommy a wee bit, just the way he makes you feel, the way he is with people.
He's very likable. Yeah. Like in terms of, like, I was chatting to him off the thing about his family and stuff, and like the daftness we see on the telly and the podcast and stuff is amazing. But away from it, he's a guy that you could relate to a lot of young kids, because I think used to obviously played with him in the younger years. And he said that he was a nervous wreck. He's obviously just said 5 minutes ago, you don't know how he actually made it as a footballer. So I would have done that wagon as well. But at the same time, there's a reason why he made it. And that what he did to get to that point would help some other young kids get to that point. So, good luck to him, man. What a great guy. Handsome, tall.
Man. But there is one downside to him. We got a toilet next to him. So he's not got everything, do you know what I mean?
No, he's not.
It's that wee.
He's not.
It's just that wee thing that's going against him.
And that's awesome.
That's why he's crying, isn't it?
That's why he's crying.
I know. Always shoved last when I was at Wolves.
That's it. He's
one of the boys that come in with the pants on.
You're actually spot on, because remember with Charlie, that's what I said to you, he was one of the best guys, obviously, at Celtic, but when I came on with my debut, that changed.
Yeah.
And he's got that
he's got the other side to him, exactly.
You said about Tommy Burns, obviously, great guy, that, but he's got that other side to that. I mean, you're bang on with that one,
good luck to
you. Right, 17 in a row, what's your highlight been so far?
The bogey's my highlight.
The bogey's definitely.
Andy falling over the stage, because I genuinely thought that he meant that.
Mate, it just reminded me of some of his performances at Ibrox when he fell over there.
The other question I want to ask about Andy is, right, obviously Celtic fans sing Andy Halliday and Rangers fans sing Andy. So see when everybody's singing Andy Halliday, is it just both sets of fans doing it?
I'm not too sure, mate.
I think we're all here for the one thing, aren't
we? Yeah, we're having a good time, aren't we?
Having a good time,
but it's an unbelievable thing, like to do this for 22 shows. Don't get me wrong, when we get to day 21, I'll be fucking delighted. Right now, riding on the crest of a wave.
I never want to end, mate.
But you just want to do a live show every day?
Every single day.
I love this. I love the show, because obviously the fans get to see us in reality. But see this wee podcast today, this is
wee pod, just call us a wee podcast?
No, the wee, so it's only a wee half hour one. Oh, right, we're normally going for like an hour and 45.
Yeah.
This wee half hour slot on a morning, look at this.
Yeah.
Sun's beating down, coffee's delivered by kitchen, it's amazing.
I need to say my highlights, the Scotland game was brilliant, wasn't it? Hopefully Friday will be the same.
Friday night's going to be amazing, eh?
Friday will be unbelievable.
Friday's going to be incredible.
It's mad to, isn't it? Even after these shows, it's like playing a game. I can't sleep after it. It's like the adrenaline's...
Last night was the first night I actually slept. I woke up at 5 instead of a normal 3.
Mate, I can't eat or sleep. Can you eat it? Can you eat?
Oh, I can eat.
He fucking demolished a katsu roll. He keeps saying to me, I'm not... It for 3 days, he talks shite.
That's what I said the other day. I'm waiting 3 days and had our own bacon next
the day before. Oh, you're so mad.
What about my ma as well, St. Andy?
Oh, I tell you what, that's brilliant, man.
So after every show, I get a shower.
Aye.
I usually obviously go up. And she went up to him and she went like that. Who are you again, son? And my sister was there and she was like, Mum, shut up, you know who he is. So then half an hour later, I've came up and me and I said Andy was the best guy ever with him. And she's talked, so Andy's telling a story to my ma. And my ma goes like to him, what team do you support, pal? I'm like, ah, what is she doing? Mate, honestly.
But so she don't watch us now?
Nah, well, no, she doesn't. She said I'm too vulgar on it, so.
Oh, just an insight into how the Slaves operate.
Oh, there's some team in there.
She's not right, eh?
Nah, she's brilliant, mate. She's my favourite person. I like her better than you.
So where do you get the attitude from? Is it somebody else?
Oh, no, mate, his mum's double, oh, mate, isn't it?
She's a lovely woman, by the way, though, Paul.
She's very sexy.
And your sister's
I went in the house all day, mate, and she was just sitting with a bikini on.
Is she?
Uh-huh. What was that? Factor
50, Rob Doyle, Tartmoor.
Yeah, this is horrendous.
No, sorry, George had the bikini on, wasn't it?
A man bikini.
She's coming, should we get her to the England game?
Aye.
Yes! Susie Slim! Right, we actually need to talk about football. Because Andy's back, he's got the bleep test today. But before we start, great career, Stephen Naismith's retired. He did sign a 5-year deal last year, but said after a year of chasing Andy's passes, he's fucking loving it. So,
mate,
what a career though for Steve. You played him, didn't you? No,
I don't know.
Kelly, no.
No, I obviously played for you. Kilmarnock to Rangers,
Everton,
and then back up to.
I think he played at maybe was it Birmingham or something?
Did he?
No, I'm sure he played another team in England. Yeah.
But no, because I think in his early years, he had a couple of like bad knee injuries and stuff.
Yeah, he had a cut injury.
Aye, so, no, fair play to him. And obviously at Hearts, I think his first couple of years at Hearts were very good.
Yeah.
And he's just been fighting injuries these past few seasons. I think he did sign like a long-term deal, eh? Yeah. I think it was like a player-type coach. So whether he goes into coaching or whether he goes to maybe media work or whatever, good luck to him. He's had a good career and he's probably been like a model professional over the years, Simon. I think somebody young kids look up to that's never been in trouble, never caused any scenes like us three, so he'll go far.
But he was also gold dust in the wrestling, he was brilliant as gold dust, wasn't he?
Brilliant, wasn't he? Played that part so well, didn't he?
But on the bleep test, is this the worst day of the year?
Oh, the worst.
No, who's that?
It's Gary Hall.
Gary Hall's driving the
train. Boy!
Try to look in, isn't he? No, mate, 100% bleep test the worst. Do you remember the one before? I think we must have done this together. We done the bleep test before.
We went to America?
Aye, and one
is that the one you got left at home and we all went to her?
Aye, but one of the coaches told me, so that's when you're going to America, right?
Aye.
Done a bleep test, mate, flying, like, so fit and that. So after the bleep test, I'm sure, if it's got so, I had phoned, like, but my man that said, like, listen, I'm going to America 2 weeks and they're all buzzing that. So then we done the, do you remember the 11v11?
Yeah.
So Aidan was playing, like, it was the first team, so Aidan, like, ran the show and all that. So I'd been feeling good and somebody played a big, like, diagonal ball across. I remember looking at it, but it fucked off my shin, went out the park, so Lenny just stopped and looked at me and went, what the fuck was that? I'm like, I don't know, like a bad touch or whatever. And then session wasn't good, and then I came in and the list was up for America and my name wasn't on it.
So you think that touch fucked you?
Must have been for that session, mate.
Wow.
How bad is that?
But bleep test is the worst,
eh? That's a killer, isn't it? So you're going to, you think you're going to America, your bad touch?
I wonder if the coach was at the wind that I was going anyway. Do you know what I mean?
But see, do you know what I loved about the Canio? So see, your first day, obviously everyone hates the bleep test. And he was just inside your head, mate. He knew everything that was going on. This is what I loved about him. He'd be like that, he'd all be waiting on the bleep test. He says, think, you know, she's like, thinking about this bleep test? I know what you're thinking, lads. You're dreading this, the worst day. He says, you have the best job in the world. You're getting paid to keep fit. Mm-hmm. He says, people pay £50. He says, just think about this. People have been out at their work at 6 in the morning this morning, grafting all day. Then they pay £50 a month to go to the gym at night. We pay you good money, lads, to keep fit. You have the best job in the world. Enjoy this bleep test. Embrace it. Mate, see, for a bleep test, we're like, ah, fucking, let's go, man. That's how good
see,
he was,
see,
mate.
See that analogy, though? That sums up, like, the moaningest football player.
Yeah,
as we did.
Exactly.
Like, the guy's going to work and having to pay for a membership each month. And we're getting paid to actually run.
Yeah.
And I'm moaning about it.
I say that to the boys at Peter. At the time, you've got the best job in the world, getting paid to keep
fit.
I
don't think people realise it until you commit the game.
Aye.
And your money's away and you need to get actually go, properly graft.
Yeah.
Because working, you get up 7 in the morning, coming out at 5. Like,
I know.
When the fuck have you been? Tell me the time.
When was the last time you got up at 7 and actually
walked? You can't get here for half 9. When did you get up at 7?
I mean, I used to be a pool boy.
A what?
Pool boy, cleaning water at the pool.
Did you?
Remember I told you that?
Oh, yeah, in that hotel, wasn't it?
I was in a hotel, a pool boy, so I had to go to it at 6 in the morning with the mask and that one and get the temperature for the pool.
Yeah.
Testing that, so I was listening. I've got my
hands down. Do you know what I hated me in the bleep test? Sit-ups. Do you ever do that?
No. What,
the canoe, we used to, no, after, like, after, in pre-season, after every session,
aye,
we would do sit-ups.
The 20-minute sit-ups.
See, when you were doing sit-ups, the canoe would, like, be staring at you and make sure you're doing them right, and see if you weren't, mate, he would come over and, like, slap your belly, man.
Oh, mate, I don't think I could deal with that guy, man.
I loved the bleep test, because it was one
did
of
you,
them.
How were you at it?
I would hear, I was decent. I had a number in my head that I knew was comfortable, so I would maybe go a couple of levels above that number, knowing that when we did the repeat 3 weeks down the line, I could bust that number out the water, so it made it look like fucking hell, the big man's worked hard. But I hadn't, because
yeah,
I probably could have got to that number anyway at the beginning.
But I also think it's easier for guys, because nothing's expected of you, because you're a big target, man. I'm a set midfield, mate, you're expected to get the top score.
When
you know
I first
mean?
Went to Sunderland and I got a chance to do it, pre-season, we all did the pre-season together, first team, youth team, reserves, everybody together. So in the first team, you're like Niall Quinn, 6'4", in his 30s, Danny Dicchio, an absolute embarrassment of a runner. Like, I'm no joking you. And then there was me and then the goalkeepers. We're all like 6'4" plus. Nobody's expecting us to like, so see if one of us started like lapping people or something, like, holy shit, man, he's kept himself fit.
Good night, yeah.
But Danny Dicchio, I swear to God, he used just to run with the tap half. It would be like freezing and everybody would hear the jumpers on and nobody warm. He'd hear the tap half and sweat was running down him. And we were doing like this four pitch run. And the change room was right in the corner, and we would all go past it in a group. He used to sneak off into the changing room, wait for them coming back round the second lap, and then jump back in, and nobody would ever notice him. But
that was
pre-season was pre-season.
That was Gravison as well. See, if you moaned during pre-season or that, if you're not happy, go and work in Sainsbury's, lad. No, but I know, mate, but you're no moaning because you're on 40 grand a week. I'm on fucking 250 quid a week doing this. But no, now when you look back, you think he's fucking spot
on.
But
see the feeling when pre-season's done and
you feel fit, mate.
And you feel fit. Like,
no, cheekbones are looking well. Best feeling in the world.
Ripped, you're like, you're able to bust 90 minutes out and think, we'll go another 90.
Yeah.
That's an amazing feeling.
Do you think that's true that you need a good bleep test?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You need a good bleep test.
Do you think that's true you need a good pre-season for your season to
definitely. Definitely.
Aye. I think if you get yourself to maximum fitness at the beginning, it's just a case of then maintaining it over the course of the season. So say like I'll refer to Andy. Andy kind of missed last pre-season.
Yeah.
So when he's come into Hearts to start playing regularly, he probably wasn't at the levels he probably could have been. Whereas this year, if he gets these levels, I think Hearts will probably see a different Andy Halliday.
That was the best season he's ever had. Though.
Mate, the canoe used to do this to see my first pre-season as well. Because I was obviously fat when he first came in. And he was when I was fat, he'd grab you and look at you in the mirror and go, look how fat you are. I don't want this.
Why'd you grab my chins and not his?
So see after, like, 6 weeks of pre-season, he'd come up and grab me and he'd be like, look at this beautiful boy. Look at you now, you have no this puppy fat, your cheekbones. Beautiful.
I love that, eh?
See, does it make you feel better, mate? And again, you're pure like, this is brilliant, man.
But it is, like, if you look at people in general who get themselves fit, your whole energy comes out. You feel better about yourself.
Yeah, you do, mate, you're right.
And it just, so encourage, get yourself
fit. Be as
fit
as you can, mate.
The
best thing being fit and fit, well, you can outrun people. There's no better feeling.
See, the canoe, see if he was to come on here, would he just like...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Take care.
He would just talk for it. I've said this before, right? You could stick him in a room, put a random subject up on the wall, and he would talk about it for 2 hours, mate.
You're the exact same as that.
No.
He does not.
He's Rain Man. He remembers everything. Honestly, the stories he remembers.
David, you know, after that Scotland game, mate, you're like my dad drunk, yeah?
I know.
Just talking to everybody.
Okay, that's what life's about, mate. Exactly. I always say that, being sociable, talking to people, you know what I mean? Yep. Right, Wales, Gareth Bale, by the way. We've written him off towards the end of the podcast and that, but if Wales were a club team, Gareth Bale would be the best player in the world, because for Wales, he's unbelievable. Did you watch him last night?
Frightening.
Superb.
He's just going by guys on the byline or not?
He's just a big player step up to the big occasion, and Gareth Bale's been renowned for doing that, whether it be European Cup final overhead kicks and things like that. Guy's class, eh?
Yeah.
The question
he's world class.
Is he bothered? Of course he's bothered. But I think Wales, is like, that's his country. He wants to do well. He really wants to try. And I think last night's performance, some of the balls he was playing into Ramsey over the top, through the gaps and the two centre-halves, amazing.
Here's a big statement for you, right? And you've said this, and I'm going to agree with you. As a lone centre-forward, Gareth Bale is better than Harry Kane.
I think he offers more in terms of...
A centre-forward?
Alone?
Yeah,
No, you're not having that. So Bale, that's when he plays for Wales, isn't it, centre forward?
Aye.
I think he's a better in these sort of competitions, he's better than Kane. You can disagree.
No, I disagree. I think Harry Kane's.
I think the way England play the now.
See, the way Bale can go by people, not Kane do that.
Kane can do it. I think the way England play the now, Disney suit Kane, one up top.
Yeah.
Because he's having to come short to get a touch of the ball, and by the time he comes short to get a touch of the ball, he's too far away from where he needs to be. Whereas with Bale, can do a bit of all that. He can come short, he can go in behind, he's got the pace, he can beat, and he's big, he's powerful.
That's what I'm saying, he's got merit in his game.
He's probably positive, but good argument. I'm not going to say agree or disagree, because I'm kind of a fuck with a social media debate. No idea.
But it's weird, mate. O'Hara said he can't, Jamie O'Hara said we don't really talk about him, don't we?
No, it was good, but.
A little turd, but he
head.
He said that he can't believe. He was like, Bale was a left back. He would never have seen him attack, mate.
Yeah.
See, I played against him at Southampton when he was like the young guy coming on, and we played Coventry Southampton, and he was left back, and he was just this like skinny kid. For turning that into that shows you how much we're talking about hard work here, or keep yourself fit. He's obviously went on a different level, because he went from like that to this big massive butch.
But how's he changed that? From that to being like scoring worldies and
I like we said, I always think, see, when you're in good, that sort of nick that he's in, you just feel so much better about yourself. Yeah. When you look at him at Southampton, he's like that. When you see him now, like, he can't help but go on the pitch thinking, I'm a monster, man.
That was Charlie's that good point yesterday. He said he thinks, not just him, but he said Ronaldo's changed the way people are. Do you think that's true?
Definitely. Because imagine Gareth Bale turn up at Real Madrid, Ronaldo's there.
Yeah, you've got to kind of hit that. The best players doing that, then the rest
you know yourself, Stanley, whatever clubs you played at or whatever, and you're the same, Simon. There's always that one person in the dressing room you feel you need to impress. You feel you need to kind of keep a standard. So you walk into Real Madrid, surely you're looking at the specimen that Ronaldo is, and you're thinking, I can't drop below us. I need to get to that level or try and be like him, because. That's how it should be. You know what I mean? We talk about football, we talk about being fit and careers and stuff. It's a short period of time, 15, 20 years. No, even as long as 20 years. Just go for it for that length of time. We've all got regrets with how we lived our lives and our careers and things. It's only now we're able to sit back and think, oh, I wish we could have done that. So any young players listening, give it your all, man. It's a short time. Yeah. You're not there for a long time.
There's plenty of time to go out and get steam in.
You know what? It's been emotional today, isn't
it? It's been good. I like it.
But that's why we're the top. Because we're able to talk about everything and anything.
Can I say as well, Aaron Ramsey's a right good football player, isn't he? I think you forget how good Aaron Ramsey is as well. Remember at Arsenal, he was...
You see that Wales team in general, you imagine they've got Bale...
Dan James. I know we slag him, but he's a good player.
Joe Allen, yeah. And Alan Ramsey, that's not the worst 40 have.
David Brooks, good player as well, Bournemouth.
Kid Boy Roden at the back.
Yeah.
Decent centre-half.
Can Wales win it?
No. Is that a serious question of him? Ramos has left Real Madrid. Right, what we're saying, people have said on social media, best centre-half of all time.
He looks the best, and
his record is unbelievable, the trophies he's won.
He's world-class.
And before he went there, Real Madrid weren't really a force until Ramos went. They were struggling to fill that position. Nobody would take on Hierro's number five. He went like that, geezer.
Ronaldo
was the one that made
at the same time, although he made a difference.
Ramos is world-class, but he's not the best.
You need other players around you to make a team.
But can I say, you're saying he's not the best of all time? That Spain team dominated the world, mate. World Cup, European Championships, and he was the number one centre-back.
It's hard to argue with you, Simon.
Barca's team were winning everything.
But he was the number one centre-back in that team.
Poo. No, but the nucleus of the Barcelona squad was the ones that won the World Cup.
And then Poo retired. Listen, Ramos is unbelievable, but that Barca team...
So do you think Pique and Puyol are better than Ramos?
No.
No, I'm saying. So who's better?
No, but I'm saying in world football...
Of this generation, who's been better?
I like Puyol better than Ramos.
Do you?
I love Puyol.
I disagree. I think Ramos can defend as well as Puyol, but he's better on the ball.
I think he can defend as well.
No, do you not? No,
over the course and distance of the last, maybe say 10 years of his era, there's no many that's been better than him.
What are you saying, Ramos or Puyol?
No, Ramos. Like, there hasn't been, what's he won, 4 European Cups?
Something like that.
4 European Cups along
with him. Player.
World Cup, European Championship. What else do you need to win?
Yeah.
La Liga, he's done a lot, so...
It's a hard one when you look at Puyol and Ramos. You're always going to say Ramos just by looking at the two of them, innit? Puyol looks like Puyol. Do you know what I mean?
But Puyol looks like he takes Ramos' bins it, doesn't he?
100%, but mate, Puyol's it. He was honestly like, do you remember when Barca players like, used to like dive it and Puyol would grab him with the shot and drag him up?
He's a leader.
You don't get guys like that anymore.
But you've got Ramos thinks penalties for a centre back.
He scored 100 career goals for centre half.
I know. I feel like I don't want to feel this if I'm. I don't like Ramos.
No, we're getting that you do, but you think Puyol's better than him.
Where would you like to see Ramos going?
Dundee United. Imagine him and Charlie as the two centre backs for Dundee United.
Imagine the two of them in a night out.
Best looking centre back in history.
Aye. I'd actually get a season ticket for Dundee United and just sit in my pants and watch them. That would be unreal, wouldn't it? Oh, I'd love to see that.
Wait, that is unreal, eh?
Kind of concentrate. Imagine getting changed next week.
But imagine the school one scored a header and the other one jumped and the other one's back.
You'd be wanting them to get off each other, wouldn't
you? Took a turn for the worse, innit?
Hold the nonsense. Italy v Switzerland. Everyone's saying Italy are now the favourites. But Switzerland. I think I could get 11 of my mates to beat Switzerland.
How bad were Switzerland, right? Because at one point they passed the ball back to the keeper at Italy.
Mate, that's all they did.
And Switzerland were man for man, and Italy still managed to pop the ball out and get it out within 4 passes. And I thought, if you're man to man, you shouldn't be able to get out that easy. So for me, Switzerland made Italy look better possibly than what they are. When Italy come up against a better side, then I'll maybe have an argument to say Italy are going to be a force. But I like how they're taking risks by passing from the back.
Yeah.
1-2s, round the corners, everybody's in position and they do attack quite quickly.
Yeah.
But I think a more well-organised unit against that type of possession, they don't get out of that. They end up going...
A good pressing team takes the ball off of them.
That's how I see it.
Andy called it. Andy called Italy early on.
What, to win it? They'll not win it, mate.
No, no chance.
No. Did he say Italy would win it?
I see they've got a chat of dark horse.
I think if they come up against a France or a Belgium...
I can't see France get no doing it.
Nah.
Do good, mate.
But see, what we're watching Switzerland last night and you've said it about Tuchel. Do these managers not watch how the top team's playing it?
Yeah.
So Italy's centre-forwards are dropping it in the wee holes and the centre-back just stay in their line. You can't let good players get turned on the edge of the ball and get shots. You need to go time to Peter.
The second goal will be Locatelli, what his name is.
Locatelli.
It's pass, and then... I think one of the strikers has just went forward and the centre-half's just dropped with him, which allowed the Locatelli to get the space in the 18-yard box. Just stay in position. Let him run behind you.
Yeah.
You're talking about a guy running behind you in the 18-yard box. It's a very, very clever pass to get that ball through to him. So just hold your position and then go and close Tocatelli. He doesn't get a shot. They're not 2-0 down. They're still in the game. I just think sometimes...
Okay, just big break news. Derek Ferguson's on the last show, right?
Is he? Yes!
Get yourself down to SWG3 because...
Huge.
It's huge news because these two haven't seen each other since that last...
Have you
that, since that argument.
So after that argument, I was absolutely buzzing because I was like, I'm not seeing him again the next season.
Season.
Because it was the last Cooper show we done.
Oh, wow.
Mate, oh, yeah.
Tell that boy I'm coming tonight. He just wrote the text me.
Mate, I'm not coming tonight, seriously.
Actually, I'm shaking.
Also, we're going to get... There's a new head tennis net as well. That will be set up. There could be a Paul Stanley, Derek Ferguson head tennis, but... There's now two sets of boxing gloves behind stage, so we could have an old-fashioned...
I think we're a fight. Punch for punch.
Oh, wow.
Punch for punch.
Get yourself down tonight. It's going to be, as you say...
Huge.
Huge night tonight.
That is unbelievable news, isn't it?
You're
shaking.
You're shaking like a battery hen.
I mean, right. I kind of get that. Sorry, si, I kind of get that out of my head when you said that. Don't shout at me, boy. Mate, that scared me, because at first I was
just... that scared you? Right, listen, we've got to talk about it because this man's on a Zoom call with Jamie O'Hara later. He's a nemesis, isn't he? I used to.
Yeah, listen, I stood
by the way, do you know he's been speaking about you on Twitter? Are you doing that?
Has he?
Aye. He has. I've saw a few things he said. Slaney amazes me.
Slaney cracks me up.
Slaney cracks me up.
So he's trying to be up your arse a wee bit.
As I'm going to go in and go like that, see, give me a wee laugh. And then just slaughter him.
And just pound him.
Wait till you see it. Listen, I've let myself down on numerous occasions, but this one he'll be getting it. He's thinking.
Okay, I think since the Derek incident, he's stepped up to the
plate. Oh, he has, eh? I've seen him just walk. See, I'm finished in that of like big guys walk by and he just does that.
I know. And
they shut themselves.
Oh, sorry, didn't they? And I come back to see it again for other people. But that man, mate, listen, I seen O'Hara on the radio the other day giving it big licks. A couple of Scottish lads there. Failed to stand up to him.
Stand up for the game.
I ain't stepping back. This is no. I'm telling you, it's no act. Because his comments is coming out with, listen, we might date for showing that, but he's now starting to cross line disrespect it, so listen.
But how can he say we're a championship team? There's only, who's the two championship player, Marsh and Goals and Dykes up front, but if Adams plays,
I know.
It's basically a Premiership side, what's he, I don't know what he's talking
and
about.
Dykes and Marsh are not back to Premier League in summer, so.
Did they?
Aye.
What, the English Premier League?
Aye.
Who was Chelsea,
aren't
it? Chelsea
want
it both of them.
I didn't make a difference.
Right, so you'll be able to see that sometime. I think it maybe goes out tomorrow before the Scotland.
Is Frank on tonight?
I don't know, we'll try and get Frank and see what he's doing. Pat Nevin said only one Scotland player would get in the England squad tier in the England side, sorry, is that rubbish?
That's rubbish.
Randy Robertson gets in
Andy
England
Robertson
team.
Gets in ahead of Trippier, I think, at left back, gets in ahead at Luke Shaw at left back.
I'm still positive. I don't know what your opinion is, but I think John McGinn's a better player than Calvin Phillips.
100%.
John McGinn was brilliant for Aston Villa last year. I think they finished above Leeds in the table. Yeah. If I'm wrong, then I'll...
See, at the end of the day, Simon, you're probably right. I can't comment too much. I've not saw a lot of Calvin Phillips playing. But when Man United's thinking about trying to spend 50 million or 60 million to get John McGinn, they're not talking about spending 56 million to get Calvin Phillips. So there must be something then. You know what I mean? That's the way I see it sometimes. And John McGinn, for me, as good as he's been for Scotland, as good as he's been for Aston Villa, you take him into the next level, I think you see a different level, John McGinn.
Mm. 100%. Listen, I think.
John McGinn just could be that part of the midfield that Man United's missing.
But listen, who was it? It was somebody told us McGinn's going to Man United, didn't he?
Who was it?
Can't remember. Me.
No, you joking. I know it was a football player, wasn't it?
I know who it was. I just don't know his name.
Why?
O'Hara. But I keep saying. His name.
O'Hara. Exactly. I mean, he's sitting on this show saying that McGinn got Man United, and then. Honestly.
Mate, Jamie O'Hara's just...
You better give him
it. His 6 months of TV will finish soon. I'm sick of him.
right, England, do you think they'll stick the same team? Do you think they'll stay with Trippier left back?
I think they might hear a couple of changes. What the changes will be, I'm not too sure. But I don't really know, to be honest. I couldn't really give a shit. We're just going to turn up, we're going to either get a draw or we're going to beat them.
Aye.
We get a draw, right, that's massive. And we go to Croatia, we beat them, we're into the next round. 4 points will be enough. Agreed?
Yes.
Aye. 100% aye. Doesn't matter who they bring in. Listen, we're going to be sitting in deep anyway.
Aye.
You know what I mean?
You enjoy that, didn't you?
I love that.
I could see your face light up.
Listen, we're all good.
So your decision game for Grosvenor Sport, what a game it is. You've enjoyed playing, haven't you?
Every day, I love it.
Yeah. You got 3 out of 5 for this round, giving you a total of 3 out of 10 for round 3.
It's not great.
That's bad, that.
He's fried with the show.
Ah, too much, you know.
He's been busy.
He's had a lot of problems outside of this as well.
Networking, Paul.
Here's how to play. Here's how you play, sorry. You can get involved in the free-to-play game at home as well for a chance to win big money. It's a simple yes or no game, and a cash prize will be won in the second round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of...
10G.
10G. 10 grand.
10 G's in the back.
Wow, unreal.
10 G's in the in George Slane's Wrangler jeans.
Imagine
bulging. Everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to play. Lads, looking forward to Derek Ferguson tonight.
I can't wait because I think he's going to come here trembling.
No, I don't. I think he's going to come here with a bit between his teeth. Somebody says he's been hitting the bag since that last argument, so the beanbag.
I'm trying to think an excuse to how to go to this tonight.
You're here. It's a showdown, boy. Why don't you come as a cowboy?
Imagine we go out to...
Come as the cowboy, mate.
Arthur's chaps on.
Done.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.